WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. If you're watching out on the webcam, you'll see me sporting my Houston Oilers throwback, my Dan Pastorini. I didn't wear this to taunt Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery, so I'm going to wear it for this piece because we're going to talk football here. We're going to make some picks, and I'm also going to let everybody know we're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have these Raven scratch-offs to give away, new school Raven scratch-offs to give away. You can win up to 20 grand with a $2 ticket, which is what I have to give away. We had some great winners. 5 10s. We had a 20 as well a couple weeks ago. We were up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville giving these away, gave a whole bunch of them away. We're there early in the morning for the Ravens outcome. I was not going to wear my Tennessee Titans throwback that day because they were playing the Tennessee Titans. It's fishy that they wore these Oiler jerseys this week. They got the Steelers going on this week. We are going to be everywhere and anywhere. I have the whole roster of our Crab Cake Tours up at Baltimore Positive. We're going to be at Fadley's next Friday. We're going to be at State Fair next Friday. That's the 10th. We're going to be at Costas on the 14th, Pappas on the 21st. We're going to be down in Annapolis with Governor Wes Moore on the 28th, Coco's Pub on the 29th. We're going to be on the 30th, just confirmed, Gertrude's at the BMA with my friend Dan Rodericks promoting his play, Baltimore You Have No Idea, which is one of the, if you do something good during the holidays, take yourself, go over to BMA and support Dan and go see his play because it was just fantastic. I'm taking a bunch of friends. And then on the 1st of December, we are going to be doing our inaugural Crab Cake Tour stop at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, where this young man makes football picks a little better than mine in week 7. We did not get together last week because I was absent. He was absent. I was running around my mom's hometown eating too much mac and cheese and banana cream pie and rocking out with Sammy Hagar and running around a casino myself. I went through 40 casinos in Vegas last week, Christian Horton. And I tell you what, I still love Hollywood Casino in Perryville. You know, not only just close to home, but that Vegas feeling, that Vegas sound, and smoke-free. Like Vegas, oh my God, you know, but they have all these smoke eaters and like all this stuff, but Vegas, baby, Vegas, the wild, wild west, you get a little piece of that up there, right? I mean, you work in a casino every day as a sports book manager at Hollywood Paramount. It feels a little, you've been to Vegas, right?
Yeah, I've been to Vegas some before. I went out for my birthday 3 years ago, I believe. And yeah, it's a good time. Like you said, Hollywood kind of brings the Vegas feel. It's much smaller, but like I said, it's very welcoming. A lot going on. Very fun. They've got slots, table games, the restaurant going on, and also the sports book. So, yeah, it reminds me of Vegas a lot.
Well, December 1st, I'll be making my way up to Hollywood Casino Perryville. We are going to be doing the show from 2 until 5. You know, big holiday season, lots of things going on. You can come up anytime. There's bands, Kirk McEwen's band doing Tom Petty. I might just get a cot and just hang out because a couple hours after I'm gone, they're going to be doing that thing up there with the Petticoat Junction. Great, great band. So, and always got great bands up there as well. But so I got to tell you a casino story because I told this to Seth Elkin and I wanted to tell it to you because like in your casino, I have seen Dwayne Starks. Todd Heap has been up there with us. Just trying to think. I mean, you've had celebrities and whatnot come through. I'm walking through a casino in Vegas last Thursday night, and Dr. J walks in. He's got a cigar and a highball and is immersed and impeccably dressed. All 6'6" of him looks immaculate, you know, silver hair. And nobody really recognized him. I mean, there weren't a lot of people around. It was 11:30 on Thursday night. But, you know, sitting down, taking a table, and a young guy reminded me of you, your age, the whole thing, walked up to him and recognized him, walked away. And I went up and said, what'd you say to him? He said, I told him he was better than Jordan. And I'm like, how the hell do you know? What would a guy your age know the difference between Dr. J? Did you even see Jordan play? I mean, are you that young? Because I got to ask you that.
No, so I seen Jordan play in his Wizard years. That's when I kind of came around. So I didn't even see the Bulls years. Yeah, I wasn't in the Bulls era.
Well, if you saw Dr. J, what would you say to him? You recognize Dr. J, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm a big basketball guy. Yeah, I recognize him. I'm from Boston. He went to UMass, so he's a beloved Massachusetts guy. So yeah, I would notice him. Yeah,
he's my guy. You know what I mean? Like I did not go up to him. I had an experience when I was young. I was a reporter. I covered his last game at the Spectrum. I mean, I've been in his presence as a reporter, in a locker, at like the total fish that saved Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's Pisces kid and me came out. And I, and like my wife was a little appalled. She's like, you didn't go up to Dr. J? You love Dr. J. And I'm like, I just didn't. I had that moment where I, and he was just, he was all alone and just playing. And if I would have just gone up and said, hey, doctor, how are you? You know, I was going to go up and mention The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh because I loved that movie when I was a kid. But that's just me being weird. But I loved, he was my favorite player by far. I mean, you know, he was my favorite, probably my favorite athlete when I was 12, other than Dusty Rhodes, who was a professional wrestler. But real athlete was Dr. J. Probably, yeah, even more so than maybe Sixto Lescano as a baseball player, or Dan Pastorini and Earl Campbell, which will get us to our football picks. How are we doing? You and I didn't get together last week, and I kicked ass. I was 9-6-1 after taking it on the chin 6-7 the week before. I am 65-53-4 on the year. You got after me in week 7, though. You crushed me. I mean, this is this Patriot thing with you. It's never going to go away, right?
No. I think right now is kind of where we're going to make our run. Bill always has these, you know, year after year runs where we string off a few games and we start looking like playoff contenders. So I think that's kind of where we are right now in our schedule. So yeah, I'm. But other than that, I'm good. I'm doing really well.
I don't allow a lot of people in my life to refer to the Patriots as we. I mean, All right, so I'm wearing my Oiler throwback here. The Thursday night game, by the time some people listen to this, this game will be picked. And even though I'm wearing the throwbacks, and even though I thought it was kind of made me itch a little bit, like it just did. It's just for Tennessee, for Houston. I watch my football. Hold on a second. For you young guys, I just want to make sure I walk off the screen here, but I just want to make sure you know that they stole my team when I was 15. Right. So I wear this to honor the players, but I didn't think they needed to wear it. That being said, Levis looked good. Steelers looked downtrodden. And everything you just said about Belichick, everything you just said about him, I could say about Tomlin as well. And I had Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery on his big Steeler. And I said, you think I'm going to kick dirt on the Steelers? I've been doing this too. I've been on the radio 32 years. I've had this place 25 years. Kicking dirt on the Steelers comes back to bite you. So I'm going to spread the 3 points. I don't know how they're going to win, but they find ways to win a Thursday night game at home. I can't pick against the Steelers.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I'm with you on that one too. I like the Steelers against this one. Titans, like you said, it's they're sellers at this point. They don't know where they're going with their season. They're kind of tanking. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home with the points.
Ever been to Germany?
I have been to Germany. I have.
Yeah, did you like it? Have a good time over there?
It was 50-50. It was 50-50. It was an experience. Let's just say that.
Okay. All right. So the man who saved my wife's life is from Germany, right? So you know, these two games being over there, he and his brother, they have Tom Brady. His brother's big Tom Brady guy. I mean, the closet, the blue one, the silver one, the white one, the Super Bowl 54, like all that. So they were all Brady'd up last year, singing the songs and all that. So they're going back. Dude, this is a really good – this is the best game of the week, right? Miami and Kansas City, early in the morning, getting us out of bed on Sunday. The Ravens have Seattle. We'll be watching that and monitoring all this. But Miami and Kansas City, this is an interesting time for them to be meeting in this way, and the league on display for Germany that loves the NFL. They're going to sing Take Me Home Country Roads at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be fun. My wife and I are going to make special, like, brunch. We're doing it all up, probably sausage and pretzels and beer and stuff like that, some Kolsch. But Miami Kansas City, this is a great game. I'm picking Miami, and I don't know why, not based on all the things we talked about, experience and all that. I'm Kansas City, I'm a little concerned about how they've looked the whole way.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go against you on this one. I like Kansas City. Like I said, Miami always has trouble on the road. That's kind of been their problem all season. So, especially with the long travel, them going to London. So I'm going to take Kansas City on a comeback on this one. I thought they, I knew they were going to lose against Denver. It was snowing, you know, the Mile High Stadium. So I like them on the comeback one.
Yeah, and I have no reason to like any of the bad teams. Denver, the Giants, the Bears. When they play each other, it freaks me out. Now the Raiders firing their coach. Packers and Raiders. I mean, what do we even make of these trash games at this point? Or Rams, excuse me. Packers,
Packer Rams. No.
When I see LAR written down, I think LA Raiders. Is that stupid?
Yeah. No, that
shows you how old I am.
That's reasonable. It's reasonable. This week's terrible with games. Like you said, it's a tough week to bet, but they're bad teams, but we got to pick them. So here we are.
I'm taking the Packers -3. I'm figuring the Rams get cold getting off the plane because I've been to Green Bay. It's cold there.
Yeah, that's a good insight, especially around this time. It is getting cold, but I like the Rams on this one. I like them on a comeback win. More talented team and better coach team, so I'm going to take the Rams with the points here.
I don't like seeing quarterbacks hit their finger on guys' helmets and think they're going to throw the football again the following week. That kind of weirds me out.
No, that's definitely tough, especially
when they're
going to
throw
too.
It when it's 18 degrees. Right, yeah, exactly.
I don't
know that it's going to be 18 degrees in Green Bay, but I'm just guessing. When it's 50 here, you usually -30, you win. Christian Horton is here. I hope that you win up at Perryville and Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We're going to be up there on December the 1st doing some Maryland Crab Cake Tour, giving away some Raven scratch-offs, hanging out with Christian, betting the games. Patriots, Commanders. By the way, the jerseys week to week, even though I'm wearing the Oiler throwback stuff, some of them are throwback, some of them are throw up. The Commanders, they look like RoboCops running around out there last week. And they're one of those teams now that we get to the middle of the year. If you're going to be a bad team, they're going to be a bad team. The Washington Commanders.
Yeah, no, I agree. They surprised me yesterday with trading Chase Young and Montrezl Sweat. They're definitely sellers. They're going to be a bad team. They're looking to get a high draft pick. So I'm going to take New England on this one. We're kind of, like I said, we're in contention. I got to take New England. But I even like them even more because of that reason of the Commanders selling.
Well, Beans and I'm a dozen games ahead of you on a year at 65-53-4, and I want to remain that way. I'm not going to be the fool that picks against. I'm with Bill. I'm New England's we to me in this one. Houston -3, Tampa. I like that the Texans have fought a little bit. I mean, we saw them in week one. I'm taking the Texans. I'll spread the 3 points in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go against you on this one. I like Tampa Bay. The Texans kind of surprised me last week. They snuck it up against Carolina a little bit. You know, didn't score much. So I'd like Tampa Bay and their defense to come back and at least cover the points with the two.
You know, you're making a cardinal mistake of the NFL thinking last week has anything to do with next week, right?
Yeah, no, that is good. It's like, but I like to see the team that the product that's going to be put out there. You know, especially with injuries, how they're playing. You know, I'm a lower averages guy. So if you play good 1 week, I think you'll play okay the next week.
Well, here's a good one for you: the Arizona Cardinals, who I had the tragedy of witnessing for 3+ hours on Sunday out in the blimp. Coming to Cleveland, it's going to be cold getting off the plane. You know that, right? Cleveland 8 points. And I look, Kyler Murray, I don't know how that's going to go or whatever. The kid that played the other day is not even going to be there. He's going to be Minnesota. So I don't know what to make of the Cardinals, but I make 8 points and I'm like, I'll take the 8 points. I just for fun, I'm going to take the 8 points.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, especially with the insight. You kind of got to say, why not? They traded their quarterback to Minnesota. He's not there. So you don't know who's starting. I don't think they put Kyler Murray out there against a Cleveland defense, you know, especially his first game. So, but I don't like Cleveland either. I don't know the Deshaun Watson situation, what's happening with that. So I'm going to take Arizona with 8 too.
Found a picture of me and my wife with Hollywood Brown at a Halloween thing like 3 years ago. So I wish him well this week on catching 9 balls for 152 yards against the Browns. Christian Horton is here. He is the sportsbook manager at all things Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Tell the folks about all the great things going on up there. Because I know they can come in and wager with you and get some insights, but just a great place to hang out. Great place to grab some lunch. And if you're in the neighborhood, certainly see some bands on a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, no, of course, especially with that. We have our promotions going on always, especially at the Sportsbook. Every month we have a new promotion. We're just wrapping up our Save Your Season promotion where guests can place their losing tickets for the NFL in a drawing drum. Draw for 10 winners will be drawn for different prizes. But because of the season, the month is wrapping up, we have our Play and Eat promotion where you come up to the counter. You have a pin play card, you bet with us 25 or more, you get a $15 dining credit to the restaurant. So that's what we got going on up there.
So, you know, I got to get my card out because I was carrying mine around. This card right here. This card right here.
Correct. That,
all right.
that
just
card
make,
right there.
make this. This is the card. Just make sure everybody knows what they have the card.
Yeah.
Christian, you know, the Ravens, we'll get to the Ravens in a minute, but we got New Orleans, Chicago playing these bad teams like the Bears, teams that are circling. You start to see these big numbers, 7.5 points on the same. So you get a team that stinks. Seven, like Cleveland, 7.5 and 8 points. This is the time of the year where the points really become an enticement because a lot of games stay closer than you think. As we learned here, picking Baltimore last week over Arizona, it smelled good until it didn't at the end.
No, you're right. Just the Baltimore game, you know, the guy kicks or the coach kicks a field goal at the end. And you're like, it's second down. Why would you do that? You know, but yeah, no, it definitely gets interesting at the end, especially with these big numbers, with backdoor covers happening, you know, fluke touchdowns, you know, pick sixes at the end. So yeah, you definitely got to watch out for those.
Well, New Orleans 7.5. I'm going to spread it because I can't. I mean, the Bears are just putrid, and I don't know how to pick these teams where coaches are no good, quarterbacks are no good, the mojo of – that's why I can't pick against Pittsburgh or New England because of coaching, because of that stability. Even though they stink, they're going to come and beat some teams in November, December. And I don't know that the Steelers really stink. I'm not even putting dirt on them, but there's some pedigree in some places, and Chicago is not one of them. Atlanta, 5-point favorite over Minnesota. Minnesota with his quarterback situation. And we saw the young man Dobbs play the other day. I guess he'll come in there try to figure this out. I have no reason to like the Vikings. I'll spread the 5 points and take the Falcons this week.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. I like the Falcons at home. The Vikings still figuring it out. They're playing guys. They're sitting guys. They don't really know. So I like Atlanta at home also, too, to cover.
You're worried about the Texans playing Patsy with the Panthers last week. I mean, sometimes I think these AFC-NFC matchups, the styles make fights, and they don't really know each other well. That certainly was the case with Lamar. We'll see how Seattle does against him this week. But in the case of Carolina, they're another team I cannot recommend. And I know the Colts quarterback issues, but the Colts play a little defense. Colts are 3-point favorite. I just – this is the time of the year where I just don't like bad teams. I'm going to take the Colts.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. This was a tough game to pick. I didn't love it when picking it, but I'm gonna take the Colts at home. Like you said, Gardner Minshew is kind of he's been struggling for the past few weeks, but like you said, their defense comes through with them. So I'm gonna stay with the Colts at home.
All right, Christian Orton is here. We're trying to get through all of these games here. We have four byes this week, by the way. Denver, Detroit, Jacksonville, San Francisco, not on the slate this week. Giants and Raiders. Woo. Right? I mean, like, what could make you recommend, what could make you think the Raiders are a 2-point favorite? I mean, they started, it was 2.5, now it's 2, right? Right away, they're firing coaches in the Halloween. I mean, dysfunctional is always dysfunctional. Giants don't look much better at -7 yards passing last week, and my poor friend Tyrod Taylor, but I'm going to take the Giants.
Yeah, this, like I said, I didn't love this pick either. It was a tough one, but I'm gonna stay with my gut. I'm gonna take the Raiders on this one. I didn't know they fired their coach until 20 minutes ago. I looked up and I was like, wow, he's gone now. So, but I think that they still have his culture, so I'm gonna take the Raiders at home.
What made anybody think Josh McDaniels could be? I've met Josh McDaniels. Like, there's nothing about him that worked in Denver. There's nothing about the culture in the Patriots or the dude. That's one thing about your organization. Bill has done well. Bill didn't have a tree in that way. You know what I mean? Bill's urinated upon most of his tree at various points. The man geniuses and, you know, like a lot of those people, it hasn't worked, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. None of those guys have succeeded really in the situation, especially with Daniels. From the stories I heard, you know, he kind of tries to establish the Patriot culture somewhere else, and he doesn't have the Patriots, you know. So, and especially when you start losing, you can't have that same culture with there. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for him. I didn't think it would work out. I think he's going to come back to the Patriots or find an offensive coordinator job somewhere. But yeah, I'm right there with you. It's weird. It's definitely weird.
Well, and You know, the Tom Brady connection to the ownership of the Raiders and just sort of weird, man. The whole thing's weird. I'll take the Giants this week for team turmoil out in Vegas. Philadelphia, 3 points. Dallas, you know, I said the best game of the week was Miami, Kansas City. This is a pretty good game too here. I'm taking Philadelphia in this one. I don't trust Dallas on the road.
Yeah, no, me either. Dallas is kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team. You don't know what you're going to get each week. So I'm going to take Philly on the Phillies, definitely at home with the three.
Cincinnati -3 in Buffalo. Another great game on Sunday night. I'm taking Cincinnati.
Really? Wow. Yeah, no, Cincinnati kind of shocked me last week. They beat San Fran, but I'm going to take Buffalo on this one. I like Buffalo to come back in a primetime game and kind of show the NFL that they're the real deal. So I like Buffalo.
Jets and Chargers. Jets are feisty, dude, and they're getting 3 points. I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah, no, I'm with the Jets with you on this one. Better coach team. I know you're not a big Justin Herbert guy, so I know you're going to love this pick, but I like the Jets and their defense and them being feisty. So, yeah, I like them with the
three.
It's not
that I'm not a Justin Herbert guy. They have no fans. They have no culture of winning. And when the rubber meets the road and they play Kansas City or somebody when it matters, I mean, and watch, the Chargers will sneak in and beat the Ravens and knock them out on some cold night. They've done that before. I mean, I've seen that script. So, that does concern me a little bit, but I don't think they're the team I thought they were in the offseason, you know? And there's some teams that I thought Miami's better than I thought they were going to be. And I think Houston's better than I thought they were going to be. Pittsburgh's been better than I thought they were going to be. I picked them this week. The Ravens have been exactly what I thought they would be. I mean, if you said, I'd say they'd probably be 6-2. They probably have some crappy losses to teams like the Steelers and the Colts. They could be 8-0, but you know what? I can't say they could be 4-4 because they've been good enough to win every game, certainly good enough to win this week. 5.5 points, Seattle rolling out of bed. I mean, I hope the Ravens can cover 5.5 points at home this week.
Yeah, no, actually, it's a fun fact. I've seen something online where they said Pete Carroll, the last 20 games, he's been the underdog. He's been 18-2. So I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to roll with that trend. I like the Seahawks with the five, kind of in a backdoor cover situation. I'm not expecting them to win, especially on coming to Baltimore, but I like Seattle with the points here.
All right, man. So get one of these, a pen play card. Get yourself up to Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Come on up and visit us on December 1st. Bands on the weekends. I can get the whole schedule out at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We put it up on our website as well, and we bring Christian on every week. Just to recap on the season for me, I just want to get the number right, 65, 53, and 4. I'm 12 over and 4 pushes as we get into a week 9 with 4 teams on bye. I think I'm going to have a good week. I feel like I should be getting better, you know, knowing more information. I feel like I'm improving. 9-6-1. I'm making the cardinal mistake of coming into your casino right now. I'm feeling cocky, Christian. I'm feeling myself, right?
Yeah, no. Like you say, you gotta be humble. You know, you can't be cocky, especially with the role that you're on. But yeah, no, I gotta do my recap too from the last week, and I'll have it ready for you the next week.
Yeah, I was so humble I didn't even walk up to Dr. J last week, and I could have said hello to him. Christian Horton is here. He's up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. He is the sportsbook manager. Go visit him. Come visit us at BaltimorePositive.com.